Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Taylor High School. Taylor High School, Kokomo, Indiana. Class 2A, sectional 39. Right here at Taylor High School. Gym capacity is 2,500. Probably not that many here right now. I'm guessing about 1,200, maybe about half full, maybe not quite half full. So we'll mention, we welcome you to tonight's education-based varsity boys basketball game between the Madison Grant Argyles and the Tipton Blue Devils. This internet radio broadcast is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net. That's Robbie Kendall, ASO, providing internet radio access to PutMeInSports.com since 2008. We do thank you for tuning in. Well, Mitch is pregame right now, 16 minutes left before tip-off. We'll mention both teams on the floor right now, working from lines, shooting the ball around. We'll mention Madison Grant. They're wearing the striped pants, black and gold. Look pretty festive down there at the opposite side. We're working here from a corner balcony. Pretty good vantage point right here. I'll mention the Blue Devils. Some of them still wearing their blue and white striped pants. Blue Devils going to be the home team on the scoreboard. Madison Grant going to be the visitors. This is game two tonight. These are the semifinal ball games. The earlier contest was Elwood and Taylor. Elwood and host Taylor. I'll mention at halftime, they went to halftime. Taylor up by 2, 19-17. It was a good ball game. Probably more of a ball game than a lot of people would have thought was going to happen. We'll mention the final score there. Taylor 45. Elwood, 37. So Taylor's going to play tomorrow night championship game. They'll play here on their own court. Tomorrow night championship game will start at 7:30. And one of these two teams get ready to play right here, Madison Grant or Tipton, they're going to be in the final game tomorrow night. Just one of them. We'll find out here in about 90 minutes or a little more to find out who's going to be in tomorrow night's final game. We'll talk a little bit about both schools, have a little bit of a pregame written here. Both schools will mention the visiting team. As you know, Madison Grant, Argyles, they have a school enrollment of 352. Class 2A, sectional 39, we knew that. The principal at Madison Grant High School is Scott Ritchie. The athletic director, he's been most instrumental for putting me in sports, more than just basketball. He's been there for baseball, been there for football. Very thankful for athletic director Ryan Plovic. And the athletic department office manager, I'm sure, Ryan Plovic, plenty thankful for her. That's Tarina Pulley. Well, Mr. Madison Grant High School is located at 11700 Southeast, 00 West. That's in Fairmount. Fairmount, Indiana, right over there by James Dean Country. They have the festival every year, the James Dean Festival. That's 46928. You can reach them by telephone at 765-536-0032. On the web, you can find them at mgathletics.com. They're with the colors black, gold, and white. They perform in the Central Indiana Conference. There are 8 teams in their conference. This year, they panned out like this. At number 1, Oak Hill. They finished the conference 7-0. They're currently 20-2. They are at Peru tonight, going against the Peru Tigers. That game did start at 6 o'clock. Second this year in the Central Indiana Conference, that's the Madison Grant Argyles. 17-6 presently. They're on the floor here tonight. You know that. Madison Grant finished the conference at 6-1. Third position this year in the Central Indiana Conference, Frankton, the Frankton Eagles. They're still going. They're 13-11. They finished the conference at 5-2. They are at Newcastle tonight. 7:30 contest. They're going against the host school. I will mention Frankton. Working with the success factor, that means they accumulated 6 points in the last 2 years, and they had to bump up from a 2A to a 3A for this whole season. So that's why they're playing Class 3A, Sectional 24 at Newcastle. Fourth position this year in Central Indiana Conference, Mississinewa. They finished the season 6-17. Followed up by Alexandria, they finished 8-16. Blackford, they finished 8-16. Eastbrook finished 5-18. And the Oldwood Panthers finished 8-18. We're mentioning Madison Grant, currently 17 wins, 6 losses on the season. As mentioned, 6-1 in the Central Indiana Conference. Madison Grant, per game average. This is an average in 23 games. They average 63 points per contest. They give up an average of 51.4. We mentioned the head coach is Mr. Josh Hendrickson. Very kind gentleman, spoke with me before the game, let me know his starting lineup. What a quality guy. He's working in year number 2 at Madison Grant. 31 wins, 17 losses. And we'll mention that's all at Madison Grant. Overall, he's a fourth-year varsity basketball coach, 59 wins, 37 losses. And as you know, tonight's winner will come back tomorrow night to participate in the championship game. That'll happen at 7:30 p.m. here at Taylor High School. That'll be Class 2A, Sectional 39. We'll talk a little bit about the Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton Blue Devils, they have a school enrollment of 454. Class 2A, Sectional 39. We'll mention the sectional consisting of 7 teams. Right now, it's Madison Grant. They're still going. They're 17-6. Tipton, they're still going, 16-6. One of those two teams will be in the final game tomorrow at 7:30. Taylor, they just got a win over Elwood. They're now 19-5. Elwood Panthers played a good game against the Taylor Titans. And I'm quite proud of the Elwood Panthers. They finished the season 8-17. Followed up by Blackford, they finished their season 8-16. Eastern Comets finished their season 10-13. And Eastbrook, the Panthers, finished their season 5-18. At Tipton High School, the principal is Craig Leach. Got to talk with him last night. First time I've ever met the man. What a quality guy. Athletic director at Tipton High School is Corey Fernung. Corey Fernung, a basketball player in his day, played a lot of good basketball. I understand his senior year, he averaged 31 points per game. That's Corey Fernung. The assistant AD is Alec Weddle. Alec Weddle probably hit the largest shot in Tipton almost history when they played the overtime game, first game right here at the sectional at Marion. He hit the 3 and knocked Marion out of the sectional. And we'll mention the athletic trainer is Burke Emmert. Tipton High School is located at 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can dial them by telephone at 765-675-7431. On the web, you can catch them at TiptonAthletics.com. They wear the colors blue and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. 10 teams in the Hoosier Conference. They have an East Division and the West Division. Here's how the East Division finished this year. Tipton at number 1. Lewis Cass at 2nd place. Number 3 is Northwestern. Number 4 was Hamilton Heights. Number 5, Western Panthers. In the West Division, they finished up like this. Number 1, Rensselaer Central Bombers. Number 2, Benton Central Bison. Number 3, Central Catholic Knights. Number 4, West Lafayette Red Devils. And at number 5, the Twin Lakes Indians. As mentioned, the Tipton Blue Devils are currently 16 wins, 6 losses on the season. They finished the East Division of the Hoosier Conference at 4-0. They average offensively per game 62.1, which is 9-tenths of a point less than Madison Grant. We're going to look at a barn burner tonight, possibility. And we'll mention the Blue Devils give up 50.7. That's pretty close to 51.4 for Madison Grant. We're going to see a contest tonight might actually be the championship game, and we may not know it yet. But we'll mention, head coach for the Kipton Blue Devils is Coach Cliff Hawkins. Cliff Hawkins, 62 wins, 32 losses, working in his fourth year at Kipton High School. Overall, he's a 42nd year varsity head basketball coach. 559 wins, 391 losses. And as mentioned, tonight's semifinal winner will play tomorrow night on March the 4th. March the 4th, that happens to be my sister's birthday. She's a year and a half older than me. I'll keep reminding her. Sectional game tomorrow night, championship at 7:30. We'll talk about Friday night. That's tonight, third day of March. Hoosier Conference game night tonight, semifinals. Five games on the agenda, Hoosier Conference related. Seven Hoosier Conference teams still playing basketball. We'll mention Class 3A, Sectional 22. Twin Lakes Indians at 8-14, going against the Western Panthers at 13-10. That was game one at Frankfort. Likely that game has concluded. Do not know the winner. We'll mention Class 3A, Sectional 22. The nightcap, 7:30 contest at Frankfort. That's game two tonight at Frankfort. Benton Central at 17-7, going against Renfield Air Central at 19-5. Also, Class 3A, Sectional 24, it was game one at Newcastle. That game likely has concluded. First round bye was drawn by Hamilton Heights. They're 8-14. They went against Delta at 15-9. Class 2A, Sectional 36, Rochester at 11-9. They're going against Lewis Cass, the Kings, at 16-7. Lewis Cass Kings, pretty solid team this year. That's the 7:30 contest tonight at Rochester. And the game we all know about is Class 2A, Sectional 39, Madison Grant at 17-6. Going to get the Tipton Blue Devils at 16-6. That's going to have right here at Taylor. 7:30 tip-off. Going to be close to that, we'll mention. 7:35 on the wristwatch. Probably about 7 or 8 minutes, maybe 9 minutes away from tip-off. Fox throwing in 4:20 left in pregame. The Blue Devils have gone off into their locker rooms. We got some light problems right here. We got some serious weather today. It has knocked the electricity off. I was in a Speedway in Cicero. It kicked it off twice, but just for a moment. But that messed up their particular typewriter stuff right there to check people out. I got ready to check out and said, I can't check you out. I said, well, I got a free soda. But she let me walk out. I did have my 7th free soda. So I walked out with a free soda. So anyway, we'll mention Central Indiana Conference tonight on the third day of March. Game night tonight in the Central Indiana competition, semifinal round. There are four games, and there are four teams still playing basketball. And we'll mention here are the teams. 10 a.m. start tonight at Peru. Likely that game is over. Class 3A, Sectional 23, Oak Hill. Oak Hill Golden Eagles at 20-2 when against Peru, the Peru Tigers, the host team at 15-7. That might be a good one. Interesting to find out who won that game. Class 3A, Sectional 24, Frankton Eagles, 13-11. They went against Newcastle. Let's take that back. They're going to play Newcastle tonight at Newcastle. Newcastle currently 13-11. Same record as Frankton. 7:30 start tonight. I'll check that one out. That'll be interesting. Coach Robson, he's always ready for the task. You know he is. Class 2A, Sectional 39. Elwood Panthers, they played right here. They were defeated by Taylor. What a ball game. A lot of folks. Not necessarily shocked, but I'm definitely impressed by the quality. I guess the Elwood Panthers, they're just getting better and better and better. We'll look for them in other sports. And we'll mention Class 2A, Sectional 39. Madison Grant, 17-6. Going to take on the Tipton Blue Devils at 16-6. Right here at Taylor, 7:30 start time. And I will go ahead and mention the Taylor sectional. It started out on Tuesday. It was Taylor defeated Blackford just one game that night on the 28th. And Taylor got the win. Then on Wednesday, they came back, reassembled the gymnasium. Wednesday, game one, 6 p.m., it was Madison Grant defeating Eastern. And then in the nightcap at 7:30 on Wednesday, Tipton got the win over Eastbrook. So tonight, we started out at 6 o'clock. Elwood and Taylor, their game has completed. Taylor got the win. They're going to play tomorrow night at 7:30 on March the 4th. That's tomorrow night. The championship game for sectional 39 out of class 2A. Getting ready to play basketball here is going to be Madison Grant and Tipton. Both teams excited. Ought to be a good contest. I'm looking forward to hearing and watching this ball game, and I hope you'll enjoy the ball game too. And clock's getting ready to roll out. We'll mention support sponsors tonight. Hamilton County Reporter. Hamilton County Reporter here tonight, I should say, bringing you the contest, along with Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero, Indiana Express Rentals, they're out of Noblesville, Fritz Auto Sales and Service, Fishers and Noblesville, AGM Auto. AGM Auto, they just got them a new place to work just west of Arcadia, less than a half a mile. Lisa Stokes Bear, she's always supporting Put Me in Sports, and we're thankful. She's a realtor for Century 21. And Hope Jewelers. Hope Jewelers, another sponsor. They're from Tipton. We're going to announce the starting lineups. We're going to begin right now. We're missing the Disney team on the scoreboard tonight. Madison Grant Argyles. They'll start like this. Wearing number 3, 6'1" senior, 12.3 points per game average, Peyton Sutherland. He also rebounds at a clip of 4.6 per ball game. He's shooting 65% from two-point land, 35% from three-point land. Also starting for Madison Grant, number 4, 5'11", junior, 5.1 points per game, Tegan Yeji. Wearing number 5, 6'1" junior, 8.5 points per game average, Clayton Hall. Wearing number 10, a 5'9" senior, 16.4 points per game average, Jace Howell. And wearing number 15, winding out the lineup, 6'1" junior, 11.5 points per game average, Gavin Keelich. Gavin Keelich shooting 63% from two-point land. He shoots 41% behind the arc. Head coach for the Madison Grant Argyles is Josh Hendrickson. Argyles have 12 on their roster, 5 seniors, 4 juniors, 3 sophomores, and 0 freshmen. Now the Blue Devils, Tipton Blue Devils, will start like this. Wearing number 2, 6'1" senior, 5.6 points per game average, at Maverick Conaway. Wearing number 3, 6'5" sophomore, 15.1 points per game average, Grady Carpenter. He averaged rebounds per game at 6.1. Wearing number 11, 6'1" junior, 18.3 points per game average, Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan is averaging 53% two-point shots, 41% behind the arc. Behind the arc, he's 61 for 147. And wearing number 20 for the Blue Devils, 6'3" senior, 3.7 points per game average, Connor Hassan. And wearing number 23 for the Blue Devils, 6' junior, 11.3 points per game average, Jackson Money. The head coach for the Tipton Blue Devils is Mr. Cliff Hawkins. The Blue Devils have 11 on their roster, 2 seniors, 4 juniors, 5 sophomores, and 0 freshmen. getting ready to tip it off right now. 7:43 on the wristwatch. 8 minutes on the game clock. Jumping up right there, number 5, Clayton Hall, 6'1 junior. Going against number 3, Grady Carpenter, a 6'5 sophomore. The tip, controlled by Tip into the backcourt. Wasn't tossed up very tall. Pretty easy to steal that tip. Across the timeline there is Nolan Swan. Out top with a new haircut, Grady Carpenter. Nolan Swan back out top, Maverick Conaway. They work the ball around the perimeter. Grady Carpenter. Working against him is Keegan Yeager. They'll take an elbow shot, right side shot, wouldn't go. Rebound Madison Grant, number 3, Peyton Sutherland. They're working the right side behind the arc. 7:30 left here in the first quarter. Just begun. First possession, Madison Grant out top of the basketball. Number 10, Jay Powell. They're working left side behind the arc. 15, Gavin Keelich. Now back out top forward, Keegan Yeager. They're working right side behind the arc. On the dribble, Peyton Sutherland. He'll drive the paint. He'll take a shot. Wouldn't go. Shot would have counted. Wouldn't go. Going to be the first foul in the ballgame. He whistled on Tipton. They're going to whistle this one on Connor Hassong. Connor Hassong has one. 7:11 left at the free throw line. Peyton Sutherland. First shot up. Rims out. Wouldn't go. Get some encouragement there on the lane. They'll get one more. Second one rims around, wouldn't go. Rebound, Madison Grant. Credit the board, Gavin Keelich. Working down low on the post. They get another opportunity in the front court. 7 minutes left. Out top, stationary dribble, Jay Powell. They're working right side behind the arc, Keegan Yeager. Back out top, nearly a steal. Nolan Swan nearly got a steal. Looking for that foul, but it wouldn't go. From the corner baseline, 3-point shot, wouldn't go. That was Peyton Sutherland. Saving the basketball. To the front court. Nolan Swan pass. To the front court. Good. Jack the money. Layup. Right side of the glass. 2-0 contest. 6:33 on the game clock. Working to outside the arc. They'll get the ball back. That's 10. Jay Powell. They're working right side. On the dribble, you go baseline. They go layup off the glass. Left-handed layup. Number 10, 5'9 senior. Jay Powell in the land of the trees. Tie ball game at 2. 6:12 on the game clock. Gonna dribble in, spin move in the paint. Nolan Swan, layup right side. The spin move frees him up. 4-2 contest. Blue Devils by 2. 6 minutes left. First quarter out top. He'll chase off Jay Powell. Gonna get the ball back out. 5. Clayton Hall. Right side. Jay Powell, he'll dribble. Out top of the circle. He'll spin move in the paint. He'll take a floater off the glass. Wouldn't go. No foul whistle. Back the other direction. Jackson Money. He'll kick it back out. Connor Hassong. He'll dribble in the lane. Back out to Grady. Grady spin move in the paint. They go left-handed layup. Couldn't get it. But he'll absorb a foul. He'll shoot 2. Grady Carpenter working that spin move in the paint. 5:35 on the game clock. Fouls whistled. Madison Grant, number 4. Keegan Yeager. Yeager has one. Both teams have one. First shot good, Grady Carpenter. Grady Carpenter steps to the free throw line here tonight, shooting 79%. He's now 56-71 and 56-72. Couldn't get the second one. 5-2 ball game, Tipton by 3. 5:28 on the game clock. Out top of the basketball, they'll dish it off. Best pass, Clayton Hall. We're going to get him, Connor Hassong. They'll dribble right there, Jay Powell. They kick it outside the arc. Going to dribble in. That's number 4, Keegan Yeager, in the paint. Shot wouldn't go. Another foul committed. He'll shoot 2. They're going to whistle a foul on Grady Carpenter. Carpenter has one. Coach Smith Hawkins asking a couple questions, the official. Going to get an answer somewhat, not much. First shot rims around. It goes in. Number 4, Keegan Yeager. Yeager's shooting above 50%. 57% on the season. He's now 21-36. Second shot good also. Got both of them. Keegan Yeager. It's a 1-point game. Tipton, 5. Madison Grant, 4. 5-10 left. We're in the first quarter. Front court. Blue Devils on the dribble. Jackson Money. Now Nolan Swan out top. He'll dribble in. Back to Grady Carpenter. Going to the top right here is Keegan Yeager. They'll go down low. They give it to Jackson Money. Layup, Money for two. 7-4 contest. Blue Devils by three. Winner of this contest is going to play tomorrow night. They're going to go against the host team, the Taylor Titans, at 7:30. We're going to back outside. 3-point shot. Long three. Jay Powell. Right elbow extended at least a couple of steps behind the arc. Jay Powell for three. He leads, I should say, 44% three-point land. He's now 63 for 142. 4:23 left. Tie ball game at 7. In the front court, Nolan Swan on the dribble. Outside the arc, Brady Carpenter. They're working it back outside. Lost the basketball, kept the dribble alive. Working right here, it hits Peyton Sutherland. Crossover. Brady going to drive the lane. Off the glass. Good. 2-point bucket. Brady Carpenter at 6'5". Working there against 6'1" Peyton Sutherland. 9-7 contest. Blue Devils by two. In the front court, number 4, Keegan Yeagy. They're working right side behind the arc. They're going to call double dribble. He's going to get a high dribble. He's going to turn the ball over. Trying to keep the dribble alive. It's more like a Michael Jordan type of dribble at the high school level. They're going to call that a double dribble. So it's almost like he paused and dribbled again. So they give the ball back to Tipton. 9-7 contest. Blue Devils by two. 3:42 left here in the first. Outside the arc. They'll drill around through the corner. Going to baseline. Nolan Swan. Spin move. Steps inside the paint. Floater. Good. Nolan Swan for two. 11-7 Blue Devils by four. In the front court, Madison Grant. Left side behind the arc, Peyton Sutherland. They're looking down low. At number 5, Clayton Hall. Hall gets a good feed. 2-point bucket. Put it right over the rim. He averages 8.5 points a game. Clayton Hall, 6'1 junior. 11-9. Blue Devils by two. Blue Devils in the front court with the basketball. 3:05 left. First quarter, they'll bounce it in. Nolan Swan. Outside the paint, take a floater off the glass. 2-point bucket good. Nolan Swan. 13-9, a 4-point advantage for 52 a game clock. In the front court, Madison Grant. Outside the arc, Jay Powell. He'll backpedal dribble. He'll reset the offense out top. He'll dish off Peyton Sutherland. Sutherland working against Maverick Conaway. Outside, stationary dribble. He'll get it back, Jay Powell. He'll bring it down low. It's going to be intercepted. Nolan Swan picks up the steal. Nolan Swan in the front court. He'll dish it back. Well behind the arc is Grady Carpenter. Picking him up is number 4, Keegan Yeagy. Free throw line jumper for Grady wouldn't go. Rebound out of there collected by Peyton Sutherland for Madison Grant. Back out top, Jay Powell. Lost the handleball loose. Kicked up by Nolan Swan. Crossing the timeline. They're working left side. You can go layup. Going to be a bump foul. They're going to see a bump on the floor prior to the shot. They're going to whistle a foul on Madison Grant. 2:06 left here in the quarter. First quarter, 13-9, Blue Devils by four. A foul's whistled on number 4, Keegan Yeagy. He's going to take a breather. Also out of the ball game is number 15, Gavin Keelich. Going to inbound the basketball. Ball's going to end up in the stands. A 4-year-old deep. Playing tough right there, Madison Grant in the ball game is number 12, Antonio Blackwell, a 6'1 senior. He pushed it out of bounds. Good hands by Antonio. They're working in Jackson Money. They go right side off the glass. Couldn't get the shot to go, but he got fouled. He'll shoot two. Jackson Money. Nolan Swan trying to get him to use that shot thing. And it's all good. 2:01 on the game clock. Fouls whistled on number 3, Peyton Sutherland. He has one. First shot on the way. Good. Jackson Money. Jackson Money at the free throw line this season. Right now he's 56%. He's 20 for 35 on the season. Second shot on the way, he's 21 for 36. Got both of them. 15-9. Blue Devils by 6. Largest lead of the ball game. 1:55 on the game clock. Foul situation, Tipton has 2 thus far. First half, first quarter. 3 thus far. For Madison Grant. Going to dribble in. Jay Powell. Into paint. He'll kick it back out. Works it back around. Peyton Sutherland back to outside the circle. Peyton Sutherland. Going to work it into paint. Sutherland off the glass. 2-point bucket. Peyton Sutherland for two. 15-11. 4-point advantage for the Blue Devils. Ball's going to be brought across the timeline. Jackson Money. Let's try to take some clock here. Connor Song, net back to Grady. Grady going to dribble in. Off the glass, shot going to go. Fighting for the board, Jackson Money there. Going to be finally picked up by 33. Maverick Griffin of the Argyles. Back the other direction, elbow. We bring it back out. That's Jay Cal. Jay Cal, out top. Working the ball around. Stationary right there. And working left side. Peyton Sutherland to the corner. Five, Clayton Hall. Back out top to work the ball back around. Jay Cal. 49 seconds left. Baseline jumper. Going to be a foul whistle. We're going to call this on Skipton. Going to bring the ball in from the baseline. It's going to belong to Madison Grant. Back in the ball game, pretty much in a hurry, is 15, Gavin Keelich. Gavin Keelich, he averages 4.2 boards per ball game. Also in the ball game, first time tonight, is Sam Quigley. Where's number 5, taking a breather? Number 20, Connor Hassan. 15-11, going to be brought in left of the bucket on the baseline. Going to be brought in right there, Jay Powell. He gets it in, short term right there, Maverick Griffin. Now back out top of the basketball, number 10, Jay Powell. In the center circle. 37 seconds left, first quarter. 4-point advantage for Tipton. We're going to back out top, pick up the dribble early. That's Antonio Blackwell. They'll get it back to teammate, working the basketball around. That's number 10, Jay Powell. Free throw line, kick it back out. Sutherland, good drive. Going to be a timeout called at 20.2 seconds left. Calling the timeout is Josh Hendrickson. 30-second timeout. And we'll mention, this game is in part being brought to you by the Hamilton County Reporter. Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. No, that's not a journey song. That's the Hamilton County Reporter. You can get their publication online for just $18 a year. You can get the print copy for $36 a year. You can get both for $33 a year. Just go to readthereporter.com/ subscribe. readthereporter.com/subscribe. Hamilton County Reporter, Hall of Fame sports editor is Richie Hall. And he is in the Hall of Fame. He's on the wall at Jim Dandy in Noblesville. 20.2 left. Ride the bucket on the baseline. Going to be brought in by Jay Powell. Looking to get it in. Grady Carpenter denying it. Going to get the ball in on bounce pass. 15, Gavin Keelich. 16 seconds left. Out top, center circle, stationary dribble, Jay Powell. Guarding him loosely is Grady Carpenter. 9 seconds left. 15-11, Tipton by 4. Going to drive in baseline. Going to get the elbow in there. Going to have an arm bar. Baseline drive. They're going to call an offensive foul on Madison Grant. 4 seconds left. Number 4 is going to pick up his third foul early in this ballgame. That's Keegan Yeagy. We may not see him till middle of the third. I'm not sure. Long shot to buzzer. 3-point shot wouldn't go. Nolan Swan. We'll get to the first quarter break. First quarter break. Tipton, 15. Madison Grant, 11. We do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by SwiftandFishers.com since 1983. You can visit them online or on site. They have great cars, great prices, and great customers. You can dial them up at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana, 317-842-2228. Again, that's 317-842-2228. They have two Hamilton County locations. One is Christian Fishers at 8599 East 116th Street, Fishers, Indiana. Their second location, Richmond, Noblesville. It's on State Road 32 at 2400 Westfield Road, Noblesville, Indiana. You can dial them up there at 317-773-2232. Again, that's 317-773-2232. That's Fritz Auto Sales and Service. We brought in half court, also the possession arrow. Bringing across the timeline is number 10, Jay Powell in the front court. Guarding him loosely is Grady Carpenter. It's like they're playing man right there. 7:48, second quarter. in the front court, Madison Grant. Peyton Sutherland back outside, touching the hands briefly. Maverick Griffin. Now back to Jay Powell. Works it back out around Peyton Sutherland out top of the circle. To cross over and go into paint. They kick back out behind the arc. 3-point shot. Short off the rim. Shot taken there by 15, Gavin Keelich. Back the other direction. Blue Devils. They're working down low. Jackson Money couldn't handle a tall pass. It had some velocity on it. It was tall. Probably looking for a pass that he could handle in the paint. Nolan Swan, not many errors in his passing game, but one there. 15-11. 7:16 on the game clock. Out top of the basketball, number 10, Jay Powell. He'll work a right side, works the basketball, 33, Maverick Griffin. Back to Sutherland. He'll bounce it across the lane. He'll work it down low. 2-point bucket. Credit to bucket number 12, Antonio Blackwell. Blackwell averaging 4.9. He's on his way. 6:52 on the game clock. 15-13. Blue Devils by two. They're dribbling behind the back dribble. Brady Carpenter passed through the basket. Right-handed layup. That dribble. Backhanded dribble worked him up. We're going to bounce 17-13. 4-point advantage. Going to be a traveling violation in the paint. They're going to whistle this on Madison Grant. Number 12, Antonio Blackwell, in disbelief. Ball's going to be brought in from the backcourt. Tossed in by Nolan Swan, Jackson Money. Going to bring the ball across the timeline. Going to be picked up in the half-court by three, Peyton Sutherland. He'll pass it left side, Jim Quigley. Back out top, Brady Carpenter. Carpenter working right there. Working against him is Antonio Blackwell. Going to be a holding foul. Carpenter drove the lane. Then a whistleless foul on number 12, Antonio Blackwell. He picked up his first foul in the ballgame. Team foul number 5 for Madison Grant here in the first half. Blue Devils with 3 thus far here in the first half. We're in the second quarter. 6:19 left. Blue Devils 17. Argyles 13. Blue Devils in the front court with the basketball. Maverick Conaway. They put it inside the arc. Grady Carpenter. He'll dribble in. They work his way down to take a shot in the paint. Wouldn't go. Rimmed out. Rebound, Madison Grant. 15, Gavin Keelich with the board. 5:57. Spin move in the paint. Sutherland with a finger roll rolls out. That finger roll is a difficult shot, and it's dangerous, as just happened right there. 17-13. 5:44 in the game clock. Maverick Conaway. He's going to dribble in and go off the glass. 2-point bucket. Maverick Conaway for 2. 19-13. Blue Devils by 6. 5.5 minutes left here in the second quarter. We're going to behind the arc. Works it back in. Number 12, Antonio Blackwell. He'll dish off. He'll dish in the lane. Antonio Blackwell got the bucket. 2-point bucket for Antonio. 19-15. Ball's in the front court, crossing the timeline at a walk pace is Grady Carpenter. He goes dribble. Kick it back out. Jackson Money, 3-point shot, wouldn't go. Fighting for the rebound. They're going to whistle a foul. So we hit the football on Maverick Grant. And we whistle the foul on 33, Maverick Griffin. A 6'4 junior, Madison Grant. Couple of 6'4 gentlemen, Maverick Griffin and Maddie Beckley, who wears number 40. Taking a breather is 33, Maverick Griffin. He picked up his first foul in the contest. We're going to back out top and we're going to down low. Maverick Conaway. Layup, right side of the glass. Went a good pass from Grady Carpenter. 21-15. Back to that 6-point advantage. That's been the largest lead here in the ballgame. Outside the arc, 3-point shot. Good. Credit the bucket, Madison Grant. Peyton Sutherland. He shoots 35% behind the arc. He shot over 110 3-point shots this season. Going to dribble in. Crossover. Let's say double dribble. Let's say palm the basketball on the crossover. Let Grady Carpenter turn the ball over. I was checking them some stats. Eastbrook on Wednesday night. That Nathan Miller has shot a lot of shots this season. 565 entering the ballgame versus Tipton. About Three, I don't even know the ratio, but 3-point shots. Unbelievable how many he shot. He's shooting 41%. Goes side baseline. Madison Grant. Not going to count the buckets. That was Jay Powell. He gets fouled at the baseline, trying to push him out of bounds. They're going to whistle this against Jackson Money. Jackson Money has one. Two foul number four on Tipton. Six thus far on Madison Grant. Next common foul, Madison Grant. A bounce pass underneath. We call a foul from behind. A bounce pass was good from Jay Powell. Right underneath the bucket to 12, Antonio Blackwell. He went up for the shot, got fouled from behind. Nolan Swan probably thought he got a good piece of the basketball. The referee thought he got a piece of the arm. At the free throw line, Antonio Blackwell, first shot is good. 21-19. 2-point ball game. Grady Carpenter's getting a lesson from the official about the palming violation. I don't believe it was a palming violation. The crossover happened so quick, you don't have time to cross over and palm the basketball. Second shot, also good. Number 12, Antonio Blackwell, got both of them. 21-20, Antonio Blackwell at the free throw line. He shoots 67%. He proves it right there. In the front court, Tipton. Going to work it inside, Nolan Swan. Going to be a foul whistle. And that's going to put Nolan Swan at the foul stripe. Bonus situation. Going to be the seventh foul during the first half. Whistled on Madison Grant. They're going to whistle this on number 10, Jay Powell. He has won in the ballgame. Nolan Swan, free throw lane. First shot good. Nolan Swan leads all assists. Should take that back. Nolan Swan shooting 85% behind the arc. He's now 54 for 63. Now 55 for 64. He got both of them. Gavin Kierich from Madison Grant. He's shooting 86% from the stripe. 23-20. Ball's in the front court. Madison Grant on the dribble. Jay Salen working down low. In the paint. To take a dribble off the glass. Got the bucket. Madison Grant, number five. It's Clayton Hall. Clayton Hall, 60% shooter. 2-point land. He's now 62 for 103. 3:28 on the game clock. Bounce pass out top. Jackson Money. Cross-court pass. Shot in the air. Nolan Swan. Rims out long. Rebound. Landon Spidell. 21. Landon Spidell in the ballgame for Tipton. Spidell, a 6'2" sophomore. Just outside the paint. Got a 12-footer. Good. That was Nolan Swan. 2-point bucket. 25-22. Blue Devils by three. Dribbling the paint. I'm going to call an offensive foul. Setting up to draw the charge was Landon Spidell. You can just hear the air right out of the sails. I tell you what, you can hear the dismay right there from Madison Grant. I'm not quite sure he was set up. I didn't see him lower the shoulder. But call goes favorable for the Blue Devils. So that's his second foul here in the contest on Antonio Blackwell, number 12. 25-22. 2:46 left here in the second quarter. Ball's in the front court, Tipton. Grady Carpenter driving baseline. Going to go up the shot. Got the ball quick. We're going to call foul. We're going to put Grady Carpenter at the foul stripe. He's going to shoot two. It's going to be the 18th foul whistled on Madison Grant. Foul's whistled on number 12, Antonio Blackwell. He has two. Grady Carpenter, first shot, rims out. Wouldn't go. Back in the ballgame, Madison Grant, 33, Maverick Griffin. Taking a breather for Madison Grant at number 12, Antonio Blackwell. Blackwell looking for an explanation on a foul. Talks to the ref. Going to be a foul whistle on the rebound. Second shot wouldn't go for Grady. Couldn't get either one of them. Going to whistle this rebounding foul on Tipton. Going to be on Landon Spidell. He's got one. So the next common foul for Tipton, we'll put the Argyles at the free throw line. Got a full 60-second timeout. 25-22. Blue Devils by three. 2:40 left here in the second quarter. And again, this game is also in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. That's Indiana Express Rentals. They're in Noblesville. They're at 1708 South 8th Street. To say 8th Street goes south, you'll run right into them. The T-Rose. You can dial them up at 317-773-4800. Again, that number is 317-773-4800. They're authorized dealer for Penske Truck Rentals. One way and local for households and businesses. Cargo vans up to 26 feet. Commercial with lift gates. You've got a lift gate. You've got it made. You left stress on that back, and we'll mention they have a full line of moving supplies. They're locally owned and operated since 1998. Owner is on site daily. That's Dirk. You can find Dirk Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's Indiana Express Rentals. Balls will be brought in from the backcourt. On the dribble, Madison Grant Argyle, point guard, number 10, Jay Towell. Jay Towell averages 16.4 per game. They go to the corner with 15, Gavin Leach. I take that back. Gavin Leach. There we go. We're the back end, outside top of the circle. Healy's going to take a shot, right elbow. Shot going to go, rebound fought for. Picked up by Landon Spidell of Tipton. He'll hand off. Nolan Swan crosses the timeline at a walk pace. Going to be picked up in the front court by Peyton Sutherland. He'll take a dribble in the paint. Turn around, spin move, shot off the mark. A little bit long off the rim. Rebound out of there. Sutherland back the other direction. Try to get the shot away. That was Jay Towell. It was recycled by Grady Carpenter. Kept the ball inbounds. Blue Devils in the front court. It's going to be tipped away. The ball was tipped. They're going to give the ball right there. It's going to end up in Madison Grant team. That's a good call. So trying to steal the basketball. Either one way, then the next. And the ball goes back to Madison Grant. Sam Quigley, number 5 for Tipton, back in the ballgame. Taking a breather is number 2, Maverick Conaway. Brought in from half court. Balls in the hands, front court now. Number 10, Jay Tyler, going to paint. They're going to reverse layup. Shot wouldn't go. Fighting for the board. Ends up in the hands of Nolan Swan. Front court of Tipton. He'll take off. Grady Carpenter to go layup. Right-handed, left side of the glass. Two-point bucket for Grady. 27-22. Blue Devils by 5. Spin move in the paint off the glass. Nice move. Madison Grant. Number 3, Peyton Sutherland. Cuts the lead to 3. 27-24. Blue Devils in front. 1:10 left. Second quarter. Nearing halftime. Foul situation. Going to shoot free throws the rest of the first half. Outside the arc. Jeff with steps behind the arc. 3-point shot good. Nolan Swan. 30-24. Outside the arc. 3-point shot rimmed out. Wouldn't go for Peyton Sutherland. Rebound out of there picked up by Tipton. Noah Swan going to walk it to the timeline. Going to be picked up out top by Peyton Sutherland. Over to the right side behind the arc. Jackson Money back out top to Nolan. Grady, cross-court skip pass back to Jackson. Now back to Nolan. Now back to Jackson. He's holding the basketball. He'll go out top with it. Grady Carpenter. 24 seconds left. Throwing the ball around out top in the front court. Blue Devils. We'll play a little tighter defense. Coming up right here, Jackson Money. 14 seconds left. Near the center circle. Now in the center circle, Grady. He'll pass the left side here to Jackson Money. Tipped from behind. Ball's loose. Picked up by Madison Grant. That was Keely. Should take that back. That was picked up by Clayton Hall. He'll take a shot near the buzzer. Would have been a 3. Jay Towell. Grady Carpenter blocked the shot. So we'll go to halftime. Halftime score. Tipton Blue Devils, 30. Madison Grant Argyle, 24. 10 minutes on the intermission. Well, Mickey, we thank you for tuning in. PutMeInSports.com and Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support Education Faith. High School Varsity Athletics. Baseball in the spring, Class 1A, Sectional 22, champions from a year ago, that's the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Football in the fall, the Tipton Blue Devils football, first game of the season next year. They're going to play this next coming season. They're going to be at Indiana Wesleyan. They'll play their first game there against Adams Central, another 2A school. We'll mention basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devils basketball, Central Catholic Knights in Hamilton Heights. The Lady Huskies basketball, Lady Huskies made it to the semi-state. Had to play Twin Lakes. Had to drive clear to La Porte to play a Hoosier Conference matchup. But anyway, we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's Carquest Auto Parts. They're located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero, right there at Cicero Town Plaza. That's right off of State Road 19, just immediately south, but across the road from McDonald's. You can find out there are team members at Carquest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, their number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. That's Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. Joe Dean, what a quality guy. Always like speaking with him. We'll mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21. If you're looking for that real estate agent with care and concern of where you're going or where you are, you can call or text message Lisa Stokes Bear at 317-513-4086. Again, that number is 317-513-4086. She can help with residential and corporate relocations. You can contact Lisa Stokes Bear. Again, her number is 317-513-4086. Along with buying and selling for your best interest, Lisa also specializes in residential and corporate relocations. That's Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker, Century 21. And we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by AGM Auto. If you didn't know, AGM stands for a good mechanic, and they are. They're in Arcadia, but they're west of town now. They're out in the country. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. They can be that good mechanic you're looking for. They do everything under the hood, along with your new tires, and now AGM Auto is under new ownership. No worries. Same friendly faces and same quality work. And right now they're doing restorations. They restore classic cars and trucks. They're reaching out to Central Indiana. All are welcome. If you have a car you want restored or a truck, give them a call. You can reach them at 317-984-5283. And to find them, they used to be off of Howard Avenue, but right now they moved out west of Arcadia along 266th Street. You know, they're right there, probably less than a half a mile from Arcadia. Go down the hill where the bridge is at. Go up the hill, and they'll be on your right. Big operation right there. They got a brand new place to work from. I've been in there. It's got a lot of space. A lot of space there. That's AGM Auto. As mentioned, they moved out there on the 1st of March. They've been out there a few days now. Probably getting used to it by now. You can find them at their new location, 6660 East 266th Street. That's just west of Arcadia. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by The Floor Store. The Floor Store, they're at the east edge of Tipton. You can stop by. You can look around. You'll find out that the showroom may leave you speechless. Pretty much left me speechless, and I'll mention you can find that shopping online isn't really necessary when excellence is required. They're just east of State Road on 8th State Road 28, just beyond the car dealerships. They're at 1003 East Jefferson Street. And yes, Jefferson Street and State Road 28, same road, a different name. That's Tipton, Indiana. That's Blue Devil Country. Steve and Carolyn Swan, they'll lend you a hand when you need one, but they'll also stay back and let and support your choices along with your decisions for your own floor store advantages. And they also support the hometown kids wearing the blue and white. That's the floor store at 1003 Jefferson Street, Tipton. You can dial them up at 765-675-3230. Again, their number is 765-675-3230. That's the floor store just east on 28 in Tipton. We'll also mention the IHSAA bringing this game to you with the help of the Indiana Pacers and the Indiana Fever. Honored to support Indiana's game at all levels. Proud partners of the IHSAA. Again, that's the Indiana Fever and the Indiana Pacers. 3:10 left on the intermission clock. We're at halftime. 30-24, a 6-point game. I don't believe the Blue Devils have had a larger lead than 6 points. Been that way maybe 3 or 4 times. Pretty good ball game in the works. We'll mention Class 2A boys basketball final Associated Press poll. Number one, Linton Stockton. Linton Stockton Miners, they're going against Mitchell tonight, the Blue Jackets, at 7:30. Linton Stockton currently 24-1. They're at number one. Number two is Wapahani Raiders. They're going against LaPel tonight, 22-1. Wapahani Raiders are 22-1. At number three, final poll, Fort Wayne Blackhawk Braves. 7:30 tonight, they're going against Manchester. The Braves are currently 21-3. At number four, it's South Spencer Rebels. They're 21-2. They have completed their season. At number five, University Trailblazers. They are at Cascade tonight. Cascade is hosting. They're playing the host team. Trailblazers are 21-2. At number six, Brownstown Central, the Braves. They were going to go against Providence tonight at 7:30. The game has been postponed. There's about 4 games here have been postponed. Not quite sure. Might be a referee shortage situation. I'm not sure. Anyway, Brownstown Central are 20-4. At number seven, it's Gary 21st Century. The Cougars supposed to play Andrea tonight. Andrea 6-16. That game is postponed. Central time, it was going to start at 5:30. We'll mention Gary 21st Century right now, 18-5. Number eight, Providence Pioneers supposed to go against Brownstown Central. That game's postponed. Pioneers are 19-4. Number nine, Southwestern Rebels. The Rebels supposed to play against Henryville at 6, but that game is also postponed. The Rebels are 20-3. And number 10, Carroll Cougars going against Covington tonight. They're playing currently 7:30 start. Cougars are 20-4. And number 11, North Judson Blue Jays. As mentioned, they were supposed to go against South Central, the Satellites. That game is postponed. The Satellites are 5-16 in the semifinal. We'll mention the Blue Jays are 21-3. Number 12, Adams Central. The Flying Jets going against Fort Wayne Lewis tonight. That game's over. It started at 6. Flying Jets are 19-5. Eastern Hancock at number 13. The Royals going against Athena tonight. They're playing currently. The Royals are 19-6. At number 14 is the Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton Blue Devils, they're at number 14. They're playing Mass and Grant right now. We're at halftime, getting ready for the second half. Blue Devils are currently 16-6. And at number 15 is South Knox Spartans. They're going against the Eastern Green right there in southern Indiana. Eastern Green, that's where JMV went to high school. You can catch him late afternoons on 107.5. The Spartans are 17-7. Getting ready for the second half. Going to be inbound by Tipton. Alternate possession arrow. Waiting for the go-okay. There's thumbs up from the other officials. Going to be brought in from half court, Nolan Swan. We'll go to the back court with it. Bounce pass, Connor Hassan. Across the timeline, we're going to get him. It's Clayton Hall. Right side behind our Maverick Conaway. He'll dish it down low near the baseline. That was Grady Carpenter. Out top, three-point shot rims around and falls through. Soft shot from Maverick Conaway straight away. A three-point shot good. 33-24. in the front court with the basketball. Madison Grant Argyle. Outside, the move the ball back around. We get it back to Jay Powell. Outside the arc, being guarded there by Connor Song. He'll be screened off. He'll drive the lane, and it's called foul. It's going to be a bump foul. Hope he's okay. He'll get right back up. Nolan Swan there to help him up, along with teammate Clayton Hall. A foul's going to be whistled on Connor Song. He's got two. They're going to call a foul on the floor prior to the shot. Coach Hendrickson, curious about that situation. Right, the bucket on the baseline, going to be brought in by Keegan Deggy. Intercepted and picked off by Grady Carpenter. Throwing it down low on the baseline, Jackson Money. Couldn't get the shot, got his own board. Reverse layup, standing straight under the rim. Right in the layup, left side of glass. That's Jackson Money for two. 35-24. Out top of the basketball on the dribble, Jake. You know, goes hard to the hoop. Through the land of the tree, two-point bucket good. For Jace Howell, 35-26, 9-point advantage for the Blue Devils. Blue Devils in the front court, center circle. To pass out of there, Jackson Money, right side to counter a song, baseline. Nolan Swan to bat his way in. Take a turnaround jumper just outside the paint. Good. Nolan Swan for two, 37-26. Delia Sheehan, pick the ball back up to go baseline. Shot in the air, rims off, wouldn't go. Clayton Hall, there's going to be a foul whistle. We're going to whistle this on Madison Grant on the rebound. They're going to whistle this foul on 15, Gavin Keelich. Gavin Keelich is going to pick up his first foul in the ballgame. One foul both ways here in the second half on each team. The ball brought in. Walking through the timeline, Jackson Money will pick up the pace across the timeline. Working out left side behind the arc, Maverick Conaway. Picking up him is Keelich. Working down baseline, Nolan Swan. Cross-court pass, Connor Song. To the corner, Grady Carpenter. Carpenter for three. Right corner baseline. We'll stop play here. They got some debris on the floor. And it's actually going to be an outlet for a microphone. It does look kind of peculiar. Referee went out to check it out. And not a problem there. Microphone right there, Jack, probably for when they have the seniors walk across and pick up their diplomas. A nice gym right here at Taylor High School. 40-26. Blue Devils by 14. 6:02 on the game clock. In the front court, Jay Powell. Back pedal dribble well behind the arc. Straight off is this song. A little outside the arc, three-point shot rims out. That was Keelich. Rebound, put back, wouldn't go. He'll get fouled. That's teammate number five, Clayton Hall. Clayton Hall going to go to the foul stripe. He'll shoot a couple. Clayton Hall shooting 75% at the stripe. But for 28. The foul was from Hassan. Connor Hassan has three. Rims around, he goes in. That's number five, Clayton Hall. He'll have one more. Connor Hassan going to take a breather. Picked up his third foul back in the ballgame for Tipton, number five, Sam Quigley. Second shot on the way. Clayton Hall got both of them. 40-28. 12-point advantage for the Blue Devils. Crossing the timeline. At a trot pace, Jackson Money crossed over. Going against him is Jay Powell. The switch off, Nolan Swan. Cross-court pass, Grady Carpenter. Well behind the arc, he'll pick up a screen and get it back to Nolan. He'll take a three. Three-point shot in front of the Blue Devil bench is good. There'll be a timeout called. 5:31 left here in the third quarter. Blue Devils 43, Argyles 28. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Hope Jewelers. Hope Jewelers there in Tipton. Precious times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton. They're next to the Diana Theater. They're at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by telephone at 765-675-9720. That's 765-675-9720. Hope Jewelers, they're open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. On Saturday, they're open 30 to 2. That's Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton. They're going to bring the ball in from the backcourt. Madison Grant is going to get in the hands of point guard number 10, Jace Howe, across the timeline to pick up the pace. Outside, going to be met by Grady Carpenter, who worked the right side. Work the ball back around, set his hands briefly. Keegan Yegi, back to Howell, is going to be a jump ball. Ball's on the floor. That ball's on the floor, man. It's, look out. Here comes the guy just going after it like a Greek pig. So the alternate possession arrow is going to give it back to Madison Grant. Madison Grant in the front court. The rest of the bucket on the baseline can be brought in by Jace Howell. Looking to get it in. They're going to call 5 seconds. Difficult time getting it in. Blue Devils playing good D and Grady Carpenter right in front of Jace Howell, 6'5". So the Blue Devils get the ball back. They'll walk it to the sideline. 5:12 left here in the third quarter. 43-28 on the dribble to hand off. And Nolan Swan out top. He'll dribble the paint. They'll call reach in. A little bit of a bump foul. Trying to capture this bump foul before it gets too deep in the ball game. Then you have a hard time calling the bump foul if you don't make your way from here. 43-28. Tipton by 15. Going to be brought in by Nolan Swan. Maverick Conway back to Nolan. We're going to weigh out top deep in the front court. Grady Carpenter on the dribble. Out top guarding him is Keegan Yegi. He'll drive the lane. Spin move in the paint. Left-handed off the glass. Grady Carpenter. 45-28. In the front court, going to dish off three, Peyton Sutherland. Out top being guarded by Nolan Swan. We're on the right side behind the arc, Jay Powell. Back out top to move the basketball, Keegan Yegi. Back to Jay Powell being guarded by Grady Carpenter. To kick it outside, 3-point shot in the air, good. Left elbow extending, Madison Grant. Argyle number 5, Clayton Hall for 3, 45-31. Crossing the timeline, Grady Carpenter. Working against him, number 4, Keegan Yegi. Out top, Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan goes dribbling outside the paint. Kick it back out to the corner. Sam Quigley, 3, wouldn't go. Rebound, number 3, Peyton Sutherland of Madison Grant. To the front court with the basketball, Keegan Yegi. He'll take it to the corner, Jay Powell. Picks up the screen, going to go baseline. Going to call bump foul. Bump foul right there, going to get Jackson money. And then Jace Powell. Kind of lost his footing there. It was not an intentional flop for sure, but there wasn't a lot of contact. But Jackson Money going to pick up his second foul in the ballgame. 3 thus far in the second half for Tipton. 2 thus far, second half for Madison Grant. The pass to the corner. Working back out, Sutherland. Sutherland on the dribble. Spin move. Outside the paint, got it. Floater. 2-point bucket. Peyton Sutherland. Averaging 12.3 per contest. We're going to see the front court. Jackson Money on the dribble. We're going to get him, Jay Powell. We'll work it right side behind the arc. Sam Quigley picked up his dribble. Going to get a baseline, Grady Carpenter. He'll work his way in the paint. He'll go left side of the glass. 2-point bucket, Grady Carpenter off the glass. 47-33. Blue Devils by 14. In the paint, off the glass, got the bucket. And he'll shoot one. But number 3, Peyton Sutherland. Good move to free him up in the lane. Went up left-handed layup. Absorbed the foul. And an opportunity for a 3-point play. Substitution in the ballgame. We're going to see Gavin Hare. Gavin Hare, first time in the ballgame. Where's number 4 for Tipton? 6'2 junior. Averaging 2.5 points per game. 6 contributes on the board. 3-point play is good. Credit the 3-point play. Number 3, Peyton Sutherland. Cuts the lead to 11. 47-36. Blue Devils by 11. Crossing timeline with the basketball. Back pedal dribble. Sam Quigley. Good defense. Chase Howell. Looks like a 5-second call would have been in the vicinity. But the coach, I got to admit, Coach Hendrickson would sure like to see the arm movement. Call him a 5-second call for closely guarded when New York City had arm movement, it's kind of a bummer. Your guy's working that hard with no talent administered. Well, imagine this game is in part being brought to you by Noblesville Trophy. Shop them online, NoblesvilleTrophies.com, or stop in, if only to browse around, 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. That's trophies, awards, plaques, fast turnaround. So fast, you may want to be a repeat customer. You can dial them up at 317-773-7391. That's Noblesville Trophies, 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville. Ball's going to be brought in half court, Gavin Hare. Bounce pass into Nolan Swan across the timeline. Be picked up by Peyton Sutherland. Under spin, move into paint. Nolan Swan kicks it back out. Maverick Conaway. Back out to Nolan near the center circle, way out top. Still being guarded by Peyton Sutherland, number three of Madison Grant. 2:44 on the game clock. Third quarter. Back pedal deep in the front court, in the corner. They can work it down low baseline. Grady Carpenter. Turn around, spin move, got the bucket. Here he's trying to draw the foul and not even a whistle. 49-36. Will be a blocking foul there. It's all on the floor. Nolan Swan trying to draw the charge. Nolan Swan picks up his second foul in the ballgame. Jace Howell going to bring it in left. Should be right of the bucket on his own baseline. Grady Carpenter right in front of him. 6'5". Bounce pass into paint. Got the handle, bring it back out. That's number 12, Antonio Blackwell. When he saw a foul on the floor, Blackwell got some movement. Blackwell did come off the bench, but Blackwell definitely a contributor for this Madison Grant Argyle team. 2:22 on the game clock. Left of the bucket on the baseline. Jace Howell looking to get it in. Looking, bounce pass in again. In the paint, off the glass, pretty easy shot. That's number 12, Antonio Blackwell. I believe Blackwell's above his average per game. 49-38, 11-point advantage for Tipton. It's going to be a foul off the ball. We're going to call this offensive. Offensive foul off the ball. Coach Cliff Hawkins is going to reach to his bench, and Landon Spidell is going to enter the ball game. Number 21, Landon Spidell, back in the ball game, a 6'2 sophomore. Gavin Hare going to take a breather. They get some medium fives all down the row. They'll take a breather. 2:06 clock moving from the backcourt. Across the timeline, Jace Howell. Out top of the circle. Picked up by Grady Carpenter. They're going right side behind our. That's number 5, Clayton Hall. Back out top, Sutherland. We're going to back around Antonio Blackwell and get it out to teammate. Going to be a 3-point bomb. Right elbow extended. For number 10, Jace Howell, an 8-point ball game, 49-41. Blue Devils by 8 with the ball in the front court. Nolan Swan out top. They're dribbling the paint. Nearly lost the handle, had to tip it away. With falling to the surface, going to turn the ball over. Get the ball back to Madison Grant. Antonio Blackwell in the corner. He'll pass back out of it, Jace Howell. Argyle's in the front court. 1:18 left here in the third quarter. Argyle trail by 8. Out top, Sutherland. Back pedal dribble. They'll work a right side. Take the handoff. He'll keep the ball. He'll get the ball back. Grady Carpenter might have got away with a foul there. We're going to back out top with the basketball. Jace Howell. He guarded out top. Maverick Conaway. Good move by Howell. Didn't go hard to the hoop. Going to be a reach in. They're going to whistle this foul on number 3, Grady Carpenter. I take that back. Maverick Conaway. Going to pick up the foul. He's got 2. Blue Devils have 8 here in the second half. Going to be a lot of free throw shots second half. 4. The Argyles. First shot up and good. Jace Howell gets the first one. Back in the ballgame is Connor Hassan. Senior wears number 20. Taking a breather is 21, Landon Spidell. Back at the free throw line, Jace Howell. Second shot up and good. Got both of them. Tightens the ball game to 7 points. 49. Take that back. 6. Get my math right. 49-43. 50 seconds left. Under a minute. Grady Carpenter on the dribble out top. Little dribbling exhibition. We're working left side deep in the front court. Nolan Swan. Now the center circle. with the basketball. He'll go left. That's Sam Quigley. Get it back to Nolan Swan out top near the center circle. He'll reverse effort right there. 30 seconds left. In the paint spin move off the glass. Left-handed layup is good. Nolan Swan. 8-point ball game. 51-43. 20 seconds left. Crossing the timeline at a walk pace is number 10, Jay Powell. 12 seconds left. He's near the center circle. He'll do a right pick up the screen, take a long three. Jay Powell, it rims out. Looks like it was going down, rims out there. Brady Carpenter, gonna be a push foul. There's gonna be whistle on Madison Grant in the backcourt. Number 12, Antonio Blackwell. Blackwell didn't need to get that foul here in the third quarter with 1.8 left. The ball in the backcourt being handled there by Grady Carpenter. Take that back. He's going to pick up number 4. Antonio Blackwell, fourth foul in the contest. He's going to set down 1.8. Long shot to buzzer off the mark. The distance was good. That was Connor Stahl, more than half court. At the end of three quarters of play, Tipton, 51. Madison Grant, 43. We do thank you for tuning in. And we appreciate our support sponsors. Always helpful for the postseason ballgame. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Discount Copy. Discount Copy. Customized notepads. Invitations for all occasions. Large format printing. Black, white, and in color. Business cards, carbonless forms, and much, much more. Stop in, if only to meet the staff. At Discount Copies, they're open weekdays, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can reach them by phone at 317-773-8783. Again, their number is 317-773-8783. Discount Copies are located at the west edge of Noblesville, next to 32 Bowl and behind Pizza Hut. It's right there along State Road 32. Noblesville, Discount Copies. They're really helpful for putting me in sports.com and especially for the Blue Devils football season. 8 minutes left. Brought in, also possession arrow, gives it back to Tipton. Across their timeline, Connor Assong. Bounce pass behind the arc, right side, and Maverick Conaway. So we're down to the baseline. Grady Carpenter, we're going to get him and Sutherland. He'll take a shot in the paint or go out the glass. 2-point bucket, Grady Carpenter. 10-point ball game. 53-43. Madison Grant trails by 10 with the ball in the front court. 7:34 on the game clock. Half top is Peyton Sutherland. He'll hand off. Point guard. That's number 10, Jay Powell. Jay Powell, 5'9 senior. Handles the team well. Out top, back to Sutherland. He'll dribble in. He'll go elbow. Spin move into paint. It'll be a block shot. Grady Carpenter gets the block. Ends up in the hands of Nolan Swan. In the front court with the basketball, Jackson Money. Crossover, he'll reverse. Bring it back right side behind the arc. Maverick Conaway. 7 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. Going to hand the ball off. Nolan Swan being closely guarded by Peyton Sutherland. Sutherland right there in his grill, like glue. 6:52, they'll work it down low. Sutherland going to draw the foul. Baseline drive just outside the paint. Nolan Swan took the jump shot. I should say he took the jump fake, like he was talking about with Jackson Money in the first half. And the foul's going to be whistled on Peyton Sutherland. He jumps off the floor, and Nolan Swan checks on him. Pretty good sportsmanship. Both these teams, they play a lot of sports together. And they get together and they have good sportsmanship. The IHSAA, they smile when they see good sportsmanship. 6:50 on the game clock. Nolan Swan going to shoot. Got the first one. He'll get one more. Two-shot foul for Swan. Good with the left foul on Peyton Sutherland. He has two. Team foul number 4. Tipton has 8 fouls here in the second half. So bonus in effect for the Argyles the rest of the way. And Nolan Swan got both free throws. 55-43. 12-point advantage for the Blue Devils. 6:36 left. Out top stationary dribble. Peyton Sutherland. To get back to Jay Powell. We'll work through the screen. Back out top, Keelich. Gavin Keelich going to hand it back out. Going to drive the lane. And Sutherland going to be a foul whistled on Nolan Swan. Playing close defense. Say what, these guys are varsity players. They know when to drive the ball on the dribble drive. They know their defender cannot keep up. If he's moving his feet, they are in a vulnerable situation. That's exactly what happened here. That's why Peyton Sutherland is at the stripe. First shot up and good. 55-44. 6:25 left, fourth quarter. Winner of this game will come back tomorrow night. They'll lace them up again to go against Taylor. Second shot also good. Sutherland got both of them. Ball brought in. Connor Song gets it into Grady. Back to Connor. He'll dribble to the sideline and pick up the pace as he crosses the sideline. Working against him is five, Clayton Hall. Working right side behind the arc, Maverick Conaway. Working on Nolan Swan. Swan being guarded there by Gavin Keelich. Crossover for Swan, spin move into paint. Keelich right there. He's bending, but the shot goes in. Nolan Swan, pretty good accomplished shooter as a junior class member. 57-45 outside the arc. Sutherland's going to launch a three. Jackson Money in front of him, but Sutherland launches a three and hits it from the right elbow extended. 5:40 on the game clock. 57-48. 9-point advantage for the Blue Devils. Count was being administered. Jay Powell right in the back pocket of Nolan. Going to give it off to Jackson Money. Going to go shot off the glass. Couldn't get it. He hit the deck. Check on him. Nolan Swan, Connor Song. Jackson Money going to shoot two. And a whistleless foul on 15, Gavin Keelich. He has two in the ballgame. Team foul number five. 5:27 left, fourth quarter. 57-48. Jackson Money at the stripe. First shot is good. Jackson Money entered the ballgame at 56% behind the arc. I take that back in the free throw line. And taking a breather for Madison Grant is 33, Maverick Griffin. Back in the ballgame is number 12, Antonio Blackwell. Blackwell playing the four fouls. Enters the ballgame at the 5:27 mark. Jackson Money got both the free throws. Timeout on the floor. 5:27 left here in the fourth quarter. And we do appreciate you tuning in. We'll mention you are listening to an education-based high school varsity basketball game. This internet radio athletic contest is made possible by ASO, which is RB Kendall and AudioSportsOnline.net, providing internet radio access for PutneyInSports.com since 2008. So they're going to end the basketball, second buzzer, 30-second timeout. 59-48. Blue Devils by 11. 5:27 left. Fourth quarter going to be brought in from the backcourt. Blackwell going to end the ball in. To Jay Powell, you let it roll and pick it up near the timeline. In the front court, saving some clock. Outside Art Sutherland. To the corner. Shot in the air from Jay Powell. Rims out long. Right on target. Right in front of my vantage point. Rebound, Grady Carpenter. Now to Nolan Swan. Spin move. He's going to try to tip it away from behind. It was Jay Powell. Try to knock it free. They're going to call a foul on the reach around. And it's going to be just a second foul in the ballgame for Jay Powell. 5:11 left. Fourth quarter, 59-48. Nearly a steal in the backcourt. That was Gavin Keelich. Nearly picked the pocket of Grady Carpenter. We're going to back around. Out top, Jackson Money, back pedal dribble. We're going to get him and Gavin Keelich. We're going to right side behind the arc. Connor Song. Out top, Jackson Money. Jay Powell not wanting to allow the entry pass to Nolan Swan. Out top, Grady Carpenter back to Nolan near the center circle. The dribble left, we're going to get him is Jay Powell. To the corner, Connor Song on the dribble. They go back near the corner, bring it back out. Out top, we're in the basketball. Grady Carpenter, he'll dribble in. Hard shot to the hoop, couldn't get the bucket. He'll shoot two. Grady Carpenter saw a pass to the rim. He took it. He'll draw the foul and shoot two shots. They're going to whistle this on number 12, Antonio Blackwell. Blackwell, a strong player, is going to exit the ballgame with his fifth foul in the ballgame. So back in the ballgame, we're going to see number four, Tegan Yeagy. I give a hand clap to Mr. Blackwell, hard-nosed player. Number 12, 6-1 senior. First shot. Don't believe it went. Didn't see it. It was a scoreboard move. Maybe it did. So 61 on the scoreboard for Tipton. 61-48. 13-point advantage for the Blue Devils. 4:27 on the game clock. Outside, it's Peyton Sutherland. He'll drive in. Spin move outside the paint. They'll kick it back out for Tegan Yeagy as they move the ball around the perimeter. Chase Howell going to dribble in. Free throw line. Take a jumper. 17-footer is good. That's Jace Howell. Going to be a timeout on the floor. 4:10 left. 61-50. Blue Devils by 11. It's all 60-second timeout. Yeah, it's a good basketball going on here tonight. No mention, tomorrow night, sectional, one of these two teams will be there. Whoever wins the game tomorrow night, next Saturday, March 11th, they'll go to LaPel High School. That'll be the Class 2A Regional Championship. If you didn't know, regionals this year starting up again are just one game. They play two games at the semi-state now. They reverse that, and we'll mention Regional 19 right here at LaPel High School next week. 4 p.m. start. That'll be the winner of the Taylor Sectional going against the winner of the South Adams Sectional. South Adams teams in action tonight is Bishop Lures, Adams Central, Manchester, and Fort Wayne Blackhawk. So they'll play one of those teams next week at 4 o'clock. Whoever wins the Taylor Sectional tomorrow night at 7:30. Ball brought in from the backcourt. 4:05 on the game clock. Across the timeline has a walk pace, Brady Carpenter. He'll pass out. Catch back and forth. Brady Carpenter making them move to 2-3 zone. They got a way out top. Jackson Money. Might have got away with a double skin dribble there. No call. Back to Jackson. He'll bring it back around the perimeter. Bring it back and forth. Brady Carpenter works the elbow right side. Jackson Money back to counter a song. The song's going to draw the foul. Foul's going to be whistled. It's going to be the bonus. 1-1 going to reach the bonus with that foul. It's going to be whistled on 15, Gavin Kirich. Gavin has three. 3:40 left, fourth quarter. 61-50. Conor Song going to shoot the bonus. First shot is good. Conor Song kind of risking his 100% average at the free throw line on the season. He's 11 for 11, and now 12 for 12. Chandra Song all season hasn't missed a free throw. 3:40 on the game clock. Picked up near the center line. They're going to back out Jay Powell. Back to Sutherland. Back to Howell. Behind the back dribble. He'll dribble in baseline. He's going to take a shot. He's going to be blocked by Nolan Swan. Ends up in the hands of Chandra Song. Get it back to Nolan. Nolan going to take it through the sideline. Jay Powell evidently going to draw the will be called for the foul. Nolan Swan was tripped up. They're going to call a foul on Jay Powell. And I'm usually a trip is somewhat called as a blocking foul. Incidental contact. Sometimes it goes uncalled. That one might have been able to go uncalled. Free throw line, Nolan Swan. First shot good. So he's shooting the bonus. Both teams at 9 fouls each now. So double bonus the rest of the way, either team with a common foul. Second shot is good. Nolan Swan for two. 65-50. Blue Devils by 15. 3:18 on the game clock. Outside the arc, it was still limp. Step back three, shot on the way. Peyton Sutherland rims out, rebound. Nolan Swan, no outlet to Jackson Money. 3:06 on the game clock. Jackson Money in the front court, he'll pass. Keep in the front court, Grady Carpenter. He used the dribble. Crossover. Working against Grady is Tegan Yeagy, number four. 2:55 left. Jackson Money out top gets it to Grady. He'll work it down low. Jackson Money, left-handed layup. He'll throw it up and over the rim. Barely. It'll go in. Didn't need the backboard. Jackson Money for two. 67-50. straight away. Gavin Keeley's shot wouldn't go. Three-point land. Rebound out of there, picked up by number three, Grady Carpenter. 2:30 left here in the fourth quarter. The record down low, Nolan Swan across the lane. Back out top near the center circle, Jackson Money. Back to Nolan. Nolan gonna dribble right, picked up there quickly by Jake Powell. He's gonna drive hard to the hoop. Right-handed layup, left side of the glass. Nolan Swan for two. 69-50. Blue Devils in front. 2:08 on the game clock. Jay Sal works right side. Steven Yeagy. Out top, Peyton Sutherland. He'll take a three. Three's on the way. Wouldn't go. Fighting for the board. Ball's going to go in out of bounds. To be last touched by the Argyles. The Blue Devils going to bring it in right to the left of the Argyle bench. He'll be brought in by Grady Carpenter into Jackson Money. Picked up in a hurry by Jay Powell. Jackson Money on the dribble. Back to Nolan. They'll pass it. Grady Carpenter across the timeline to Jackson Money. Down low to Connor Assong. He's going to get a double dribble. He pushed the ball to the floor. Sometimes if you drop the ball to the floor, they don't, and then you dribble again, they don't call a double dribble. I never understood why. But I guess it's got to be a manual opportunity to push the ball to the floor and pick it back up and dribble again. 1:38 on the game clock. 69-50. In the front court, 17-footer. Wouldn't go. That was Jay Powell. They're going to whip the foul. It's going to be a double bonus. They're going to shoot two. They're going to shoot two. And at the foul line, Jay Powell for Madison Grant. Madison Grant at the strike. Jay Powell, 76% free throw shooter. He got the first one. He gets the encouragement. Congratulations on the lane. Number 5, Peyton Hall. Number 15, Gavin Keelich. Second shot on the way. And good. Got both of them. Chase Powell. 69-52. Full court pressure. Grady Carpenter with the basketball. He'll dig off. Nolan Swan out of counter assault. He's going to get across the timeline. He'll use the pass to do it. Lost the handle. But the corner. Maverick tipped away and picked up by Clayton Hall. Out top. Three-point shot, Jay Powell wouldn't go. Tiny rebound for Madison Grant, trying to get it back to Howell. It's picked off by the 6'5", Grady Carpenter. To the front court, they saw a holding foul. Going to be whistled on Madison Grant. Double bonus in effect, both ways. The foul whistled on Peyton Sutherland. He had three. Game clock at 1:08. Nolan Swan going to shoot the double bonus. First shot is good. Nolan Swan might have just eclipsed a pretty high total in his career. He's just a junior. Must have been his 1,000 points, be my guess. But Nolan Swan with that last free throw. A lot of congratulatory, a lot of hand clapping. He got both of them. Nolan Swan, he might be 1,001. That'd be my guess without knowing. 104 left, 71-52. 19-point advantage for the Blue Devils. We're back to the corner with the basketball. Jay Powell, double team, going to be blocked. They're going to call a foul. They're going to call a foul on the pass. He tried to get the pass out of there. And Jay Powell is going to shoot the double bonus. They're going to whistle this on Grady Carpenter. He's got three. Double bonus either way. 55 seconds straight up left on the game clock. 71-52. 71-3. Jay Powell, a very good free throw shooter. Very good basketball player, without a doubt. He can do about every aspect of the game. Second shot, also good. 71-54. Your backcourt throwing it back and forth. Jackson Money, Grady Carpenter, Gavin Cheery. He's playing some good defense on Jackson Money. Finally going to call a foul. There was some pretty good strip movements right there. I tell you what, deep in the front court. Jackson Money going hard against Gavin Cheery right there. Jackson Money going to shoot the double bonus. Gavin Cheery picks up his fourth foul in the ball game. 44.9 seconds left. Jackson Money's first shot is good. Nolan Swan going to run up. Matthew King. Congratulatory. Jackson has one more. 72-54. We got the second one, 73-54. 44 seconds left, clock moving. To the front court, Sutherland with the basketball. Out top, we're going to left side to Jay Powell. Back heel, jump back, throw about a three. No one swung there in his face. On the dribble, he'll go in the paint. He'll go underhanded, scoop shot off the glass. Right-handed layup is good for Jay Powell. 73-56. Blue Devils to the front court. 21 seconds left. Madison Grant going to allow the basketball to be dribbled right there to the end of the ballgame, lifting. 11 seconds left. Deep in the front court, Nolan Swan right there in front of one of the best basketball fans you'll ever meet. The Hoosier, look at him. Tap shoulders right here. Jay Powell, Nolan Swan, ball ends up in Nolan Swan's hands at the end of 32 minutes. Final score, Tipton Blue Devils 73, Madison Grand Argyle 56. Blue Devils will be here tomorrow night. They'll do battle with the host team of the sectional, Taylor. The Blue Devils are going to play the Titans tomorrow night. It'll start at 7:30, and I think the gates probably open at 6:30 or maybe a little sooner. But we do thank you for tuning in. We hope you'll tune back in tomorrow night. Putney in Sports will be here. And we are licensed to be here again tomorrow night. We are thankful for my wife back home. Sound check. She kept things going. She didn't have to call and let me know we dropped the signal. We reset the settings last night before I left here. We had difficulty dropping signal last night with the Samsung. Nice to have a headset to plug in, but last night had to go with the iPhone and talk into that phone like it was a microphone. Only gives me one free hand to move papers around. We did thank you for tuning in. We'll mention tomorrow night. 7:30, we'll probably start about 10 after 7. We hope you'll tune in, and we'll mention final score here tonight. Blue Devils going to play tomorrow night versus Taylor at 7:30. We hope you'll tune in. No matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning.